This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really got electric in here after a while.
Yeah, it got physical, and it all started with Larson's line. They came out and delivered some hits, and our guys didn't back off. I just liked the way we played after a back-to-back. You know, in Carolina, I thought our game was in a pretty good spot. We didn't get the result, and we haven't gotten result the last 2 weeks. I'm just happy for our guys. They continue to battle and fight, and they found a way to win tonight.
Have you liked what you've seen from Nylander the last two games? It seems like he's gotten a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, he's gotten his step now. You know, when he's moving with the puck, and he makes plays, and really nice pass to Sherry there, and he just seems to get more confidence as the games go on here, and it's good to see it. Him contributing.
You talked about the crowd a second ago, and you had a little bit of engagement last night, but how much of a lesson is it for these guys that if they're engaged like that, they're going to get that kind of reaction, and they're going to get results in games? Things are going to happen when they're playing that way.
Yeah, I just think the battle and compete, I mean, throughout the 65 minutes, from start to finish, they worked, they competed. St. Louis is a good team. They're going to get opportunity. They're D-jump in the play, a lot of four-man rushes, and I think our guys did a pretty good job on the coverage. And, you know, you got a one-goal lead, and they tie it up in the third. You know, that was it's a tough dime, but our guys, you know, tightened it up and went back to work, and then we brought some physical aspect to our game, which got the crowd into it, and, you know, we almost won the game there right at the end. And it's credit to the guys because obviously things haven't gone the way we wanted them to and to do what they did tonight was great to see.
What else is flying out there again? What's made it maybe your best offensive player in the last week or so?
I think just that line in general. They've created some chemistry now. Going into Carolina. Even the game before, you know, each game they've gotten more comfortable with each other, and they're contributing. They have finding a way to find some offense and some secondary scoring for us.
With your challenge, did you just feel with the time it was in the game, no matter which way it went, it was worth it to try it?
Well, you know, Carter's trying to corral a puck, and the St. Louis player falls on him, and there's nobody that pushes him. So I thought there was no way he could react to get back to the post for that jam play, and I just thought it was an important time in the game to challenge it because no one of our guys knocked him in. I thought it was going to be a good call.
Carter's play in overtime reminiscent of Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy for him because he hasn't gotten any results, and he's played pretty well for us throughout the whole year, and more importantly, these games we haven't gotten results, and to him to come up big, obviously we got a break when Bozak missed the net, and we created our own puck luck tonight.
What's made Jack a better shootout
I think he's shooting the puck. I would like to see our power play shoot more pucks. I think they got to, you know, just keep it simple. And he just comes down, picks a corner, and he's got a terrific shot. I mean, in the first period, in that faceoff play, he came off the wall there, and he knew he should have put that one away. It was a really good look, but he's got such a great shot, a terrific release. He's just got to use it more.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.